You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England, the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Joan from Norton.
Hello, Joan.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Joan. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is the loss for you. She's gone. Can't hear anything that's happening. Question number one, Al Roker turning 72 today. He has been the long-running weatherman and now feature anchor on which NBC show?
I can see his face in my head.
Three, two, one. Okay, question number two. Celine Dion got candid about the intensive treatments and rigorous workout routines she has incorporated into her daily life and her battle with stiff person syndrome. What is Celine Dion's biggest song that was the theme from the Titanic movie?
My Heart Will Go On.
Today's National Potato Day. Which U.S. state produces the most potatoes? Is it Idaho, Iowa, or Wisconsin?
Idaho.
Andrew Garfield, 43 today. He and Tobey Maguire both made their return to Spider-Man in this 2021 Spidey movie. They united all three versions of the superhero. Name the Spider-Man movie.
No Way Home.
Question number five. Ellie Goulding is suing her ex-managers over a conflict of interest involving Live Nation. What is Ellie Goulding's biggest Billboard hit? It peaked at number two on the Billboard Hot 100.
I can't think of the name.
Oh, okay. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. I understand you're heading down to the Plymouth County Courthouse.
Yes. Today there is a silent rally to stand in support of Lindsay.
You're talking about the Lindsay Clancy trial. Obviously, it's just been such a sad story for everybody involved.
Absolutely.
And hearing the conversations that are happening now out loud about postpartum depression, I think has been
so important.
Very, very important.
It's so important. I'm a mother of three, and I feel for her. I feel for Patrick. I feel for their babies.
Mm. Kennedy, Joan got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Al Roker, 72 today. He has been the long-running weatherman and now feature anchor on which NBC show?
The Today Show.
1-0. Celine Dion got candid about the intensive treatments and rigorous workout routines she has incorporated into her daily life amid her battle with stiff person syndrome. What is Celine Dion's biggest song? It was the theme from the Titanic movie.
I Will Always Love You. Oh, My Heart Will Go On. Duh.
One to one. Am I going to be playing that song in a minute, Dan?
God, I hope not. No, absolutely not.
No?
God, no.
It's a little slow.
Question number three. Today is National Potato Day. Which U.S. state produces the most potatoes? Is it Idaho, Iowa, or Wisconsin?
Idaho.
Tied at 2. Andrew Garfield, 43 today. He and Tobey Maguire both made the return to Spider-Man. In this 2021 Spidey movie, they united all three versions of the superhero. Name the movie.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
That's incredible.
Well, I've got them in my brain because you asked a question a week ago about it. Now they're in my brain.
3-3. Question number five. Ellie Goulding is suing her ex-managers over a conflict of interest involving Live Nation. What is Ellie Goulding's biggest Billboard hit? It peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100.
I'm not going to get it.
Lights.
Still not going to get it.
We played it 10 minutes ago, I think.
Still not going to get it.
Have you followed this story at all, by the way? This is a wild story. And essentially, Live Nation bought her management firm without anybody telling the artists. And then the managers were directing her to only book events in Live Nation venues. Might have been a conflict of interest there. Maybe. Going to be a big lawsuit.
Well, they own all the venues. What are you
going to
do?
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is going to open up a Pandora's box for a lot of artists.
Monopolies are bad, children.
3-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice dub, Kennedy.
Well done, John. Well done.
And you're not walking away empty-handed. We have for you a $100 gift card to Wagamama with new menu, new favorites. Same Wagamama energy. Discover 26 new dishes, 15 new drinks from Bao Bun Tacos and Wagamama sliders. Yes, please. To refreshing Wagaritas and Wagatinis. Come hungry, leave happy. Only at Wagamama. So you enjoy that, okay?
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Joan from Norton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Definitely playing Celine Dion.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's you are the worst,
you can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenny Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England, with so much to love. Don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Mark from Pepperell.
Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Kennedy, Carson.
Dan, you're out.
Dan, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you just kind of let that hang there.
Yeah,
huh?
You're dead to him, podcaster. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Mark?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going $1,000 this morning. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She is now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Josh Radnor says the How I Met Your Mother cast isn't even a little bit close, but they have a deep love for each other. They just aren't really in contact anymore. Radnor played the main character who was narrating the story of his life. What was his character's name?
I don't know.
Question number 2. An AI-generated Val Kilmer appears in an upcoming movie called As Deep as the Grave. He signed on to do the movie before his death, and his estate gave permission for his likeness to be used. Val's last live on-screen appearance was as Iceman in this long-awaited sequel starring Tom Cruise. Name the movie.
What's the movie? Oh, the movie where he does I can't even think about it. I know what it is, but I can't name it.
Question number 3. This singer turns 34 today. Take a listen to one of their hits and then name them. Name the artist.
Ariana Grande.
Mattel is launching the Uno Championship Series, a live Uno competition that will stream on Twitch.
Oh, that is going to get competitive.
It has a $50,000 grand prize. Which 4 colors are in an Uno deck?
Red, yellow, green, and blue.
Imagine getting hit with a draw 4 with 50 G's on the line.
I'll just skip. Double reverse, Dan. 15 years ago today, Kim Kardashian married this NBA player. The marriage only lasted 72 days. Who is he?
Kobe Bryant.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
No idea.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi, thing.
Mark from Pepperell got 1 Ooh. Out of 5.
So.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Josh Radnor says the How I Met Your Mother cast isn't even a little bit close, but they have a deep love for each other. They just aren't really in contact anymore. Radnor played the main character who was narrating the story of his life. What was his character's name? Oh.
I feel like I can name all the rest of them. Why can't I name him?
Because he was the least interesting one.
Probably. That's why they're not friends with him, FYI.
Ted Mosby.
Ted Mosby.
0-0. Question number 2. An AI-generated Val Kilmer appears in an upcoming movie called As Deep as the Grave. Val's last live on-screen appearance was as Iceman in this long-awaited sequel starring Tom Cruise. Name the movie.
Top Gun Maverick.
1-0. This singer turns 34 today. Take a listen to one of their hits and then name them.
Demi Lovato.
It is Demi Lovato, not Ariana Grande. Question number four. Mattel is launching the Uno Championship Series, a live Uno competition that will stream on Twitch, and it has a $50,000 grand prize. Sign up the Taker family.
Oh my God, have you not signed up already?
Which four colors are in an Uno deck?
Red and blue and green and yellow.
3-1. Question number five. 15 years ago today, Kim Kardashian married this NBA player. The marriage only lasted 72 days. Who is he?
Chris something.
Chris,
I'm not going to get it.
Chris Cross.
It's wickety, wickety, wickety whack.
Chris
Humphrey
is the correct answer. 3-1. Final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Okay.
Good work, my friend.
All right.
Mark, unfortunately, don't get the $1,000, but thanks for calling in to play. We do appreciate that.
At least I know Uno colors.
There you go.
There you go. Hang your hat on that.
It's important things, if you ask me.
Mark, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Mark from Pepperell, and for the third time, I cannot beat Kennedy.
Oh. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenny Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England with so much to love. Don't miss the Subaru of New England Elect Love event. Hit up SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jessica from Whitman.
Hello, good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Also, her daughter Avery is in the car. Hey, Avery.
Hi.
Will you ladies get Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. Question number one. David Krumholtz is quitting acting, saying he is fed up and mentally fried. David Krumholtz is best known for playing Bernard the Elf in which Christmas movie where Tim Allen becomes Santa?
Oh, Christmas Story. No, I drew a blank.
Amy.
I can see it. I can't think of the name of it.
All right.
No.
Amy Adams turns 52 today. She starred opposite Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale in this 2010 movie about Mickey Ward, a boxer from Lowell, trying to step out of the shadow of his family and get his big break. Name the movie.
The Fighter? No, The Fighter.
Weezer's 20th studio album, self-titled Weezer, is scheduled for release on August 21st. Name this Weezer song. Take a listen.
I look just like Buddy Holly.
What's the name of the song?
Buddy Holly.
Okay, question number four. The DEA has officially joined the investigation into the sudden death of Hayden Panettiere. What does DEA stand for?
Oh my God. Why can't I think of it? I don't know. I can't think of it.
And question number five. TikTok star Charli D'Amelio will appear on Dancing with the Stars, the next pro finale. Who are the two main hosts of Dancing with the Stars?
I can see his face.
Yeah.
And he's got a sister. Oh my God. These are so much harder. Why can't I think of his name? I can see both of their faces. I can't.
Okay.
Oh,
let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Well, that was a ride.
Avery, you're on your way to summer school. Is that right?
Yeah.
I went to summer school every year. I have a feeling the reason I went. Yeah, I have a feeling you're going for different reasons than why I went.
Maybe. Just some grades.
Oh, no, that's the same reason.
Oh, no, that's it. you got a future in radio, Avery. Jessica and Avery got 2 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
All right, well done.
Not horrible.
These are tough. Question number one. David Krumholtz is quitting acting, saying he's fed up and mentally fried. David Krumholtz is best known for playing Bernard the Elf in which Christmas movie where Tim Allen becomes Santa?
The Santa Claus?
Yes, the Santa Claus. Amy Adams, 52 today. She starred opposite Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale in this 2010 movie about Mickey Ward, a boxer from Lowell.
A fighter.
Lowell.
Trying to step out of the shadow of his family and get his big break. Name the movie.
The Fighter. My friend Erica was the one that said, "Ooh, you, Charlene."
2-1.
That was my favorite line in the movie.
I know.
Charlene.
Weezer's 20th studio album, self-titled Weezer, is scheduled for release on August 21st. Name this song from the band.
Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly's right, 3-2. Mm-hmm. The DEA has officially joined the investigation into the sudden death of Hayden Panettiere. What does DEA stand for?
Drug Enforcement Agency.
Nope.
Oh no, that's not right. Drug Enforcement Administration.
Wow, learned something new today.
3-2, question number 5. TikTok star Charli D'Amelio will appear on Dancing with the Stars, the next pro finale. Who are the two main hosts of Dancing with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars. Who is it now? Alfonso Rivera and... No, I don't know.
We interviewed her in person at a fancy hotel downtown one time. Julianne Hough. You don't remember that?
No.
Is she to remember everyone she talks to for 25 years? That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people.
3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Jessica.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Thank you. Nice work, Kennedy.
I'm sorry you ladies don't get the money, but thanks for calling in to play this morning. Have fun at school. She's like, yeah, whatever, Carson. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Jessica and Avery from Whitman, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Bye, Avery.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Might have done that all day.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
There's a girl that pitched yesterday. You can try. Her team from Alabama.
Can't beat her.
Woo! Bringing the smoke. Only the 25th girl to ever play in the Little League World Series. Pretty cool.
Good for her.
Yeah, she did great.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England and the A Lot to Love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kelly from Medford.
Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Kennedy.
K-E-L-L-Y.
The kids are in the car, too. What are their names?
Yes. I have Maya and Paxton. They're very shy right now.
That's all right. They're on their way to Amesbury for a Cousin's Day.
Yes. Cousin's Day.
That's super cool. All right. We kick Kennedy out, please. Let's see if we can give you $1,000.
Yeah. Kenny, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. There goes Kennedy. She won't be able to hear anything that is happening. You get more right, you win the $1,000. If you tie, though, that's a win for Kennedy. Question number one. A judge has granted this Thank You Next singer fast-track subpoena power to unmask the alleged hackers behind leaks of her unreleased music. Who is the singer?
Ariana Grande.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are moving their family back to the UK to spend more time with King Charles. Sources say Harry will not resume his royal duties. Which state is home right now for the couple?
think California.
There's a documentary coming out next month about how this comedian's brother and business manager stole $12 million from him. It's called Funny Money. The comedian starred in Good Luck Chuck. Who is he?
I don't think this is right, but I'm going to say Kevin James.
Question number four. A University of Alabama graduate student says Olivia Rodrigo paid off her final semester after they connected on social media. Can you name Olivia Rodrigo's most recent album?
Oh, I do not know.
All right, and question number five. In Tupac's murder trial, a cop testified that he asked Tupac who shot him, and Tupac said, nah, we'll take care of it.
That's a crazy thing to say to a police officer, right, by the way.
Who is on trial for Tupac's murder right now?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Didn't sound like Maya and Paxton got quiet there. Are you still with us?
I am. I just muted.
Oh, don't mute.
Having a time.
No, don't mute those two. Let them live, right, Kennedy?
Totally.
Kelly got 2 out of 5, right?
All right, well done.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
A judge has granted this Thank You Next singer fast-track subpoena power to unmask the alleged hackers behind leaks of her unreleased music. Who is she?
Ariana Grande?
Tied to one. Question number two. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are moving their family back to the UK to spend more time with King Charles. Sources say Harry will not resume his royal duties. Which state is home right now?
California.
2 to 2. There's a documentary coming out next month about how this comedian's brother and business manager stole $12 million from him. It's called Funny Money. The comedian starred in Good Luck Chuck. Who is he? Dane Cook.
Yeah.
2 to 2. Question number four. A University of Alabama graduate student says Olivia Rodrigo paid, or graduate, excuse me, says Olivia Rodrigo paid her final semester after they connected on social media. Can you name Olivia Rodrigo's most recent album?
Wow. Sour?
You seem pretty sad for a girl so in love. 2 to 2. Question number five. In Tupac's murder trial, a cop testified that he asked Tupac who'd shot him, and Tupac simply replied, nah, we'll take care of it. Who is on trial for his murder right now?
I have no idea.
I am obsessed with this trial. Am I the only one around here?
Yeah. Don't write questions like that.
Oh, my gosh. I've been watching it every day. Keefe D, Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows Keefe D.
Every single person listening knows exactly who that is.
Everybody else is dead, which is kind of wild. And he bragged all about doing it. And now he's up on the stand saying, nah, just kidding, bro. No, I was hyperbole. I'm just a rapper. Spinning yarn. That's his defense.
Somebody said I was spinning yarn.
Yes. Okay. 2 to 2 is the final score. Nice job, ladies. Nice job. Those were tough.
Okay. Good job, Kennedy.
Unfortunately, Kelly, you don't get the money. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kelly from Metfield, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.